こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、トロント大学の理工学チームが将来的に車がすべて自動運転になった場合、駐車場のスペースが従来の半分以下で済むことになると発表しました。自動運転では駐車スペースから車を出す際にドアを開け閉めする必要がないため、その分のスペースを詰められるほか、他の車が出やすいようにスペースを開けておく必要もありません。スペースを最大限効率的に活用し、かつ他の車の出入りのために避ける行為を最小限に抑えた場合、自動運転車専用の駐車場は少なくとも従来の駐車場の 62% 以上、最大で 87% 増しの台数の車を収容できることが分かりました。また、自動運転の場合、他の車にぶつかりさえしなければよく、地面に白い枠を引く必要もないため、駐車場の埋まり具合によって車の配置方法を臨機応変に調節することも可能です。
Research by a team from Toronto University's Applied Science and Technology Faculty has found that if in the future all cars were autonomous, it could reduce required parking space by half. First, the doors of the vehicles do not need to be opened in the parking lot, and space does not need to be left for other vehicles to leave easily. Parking spaces limited to autonomous vehicles could, by coordinating vehicles to facilitate entry and exit, optimize the use of space,resulting in a 62 to 87% increase in parking capacity. Furthermore, the parked autonomous vehicles could safely rearrange themselves within the lot to accommodate more or different vehicles without the need for painting new parking space lines.
そう、大丈夫です。最後死にそうだったんだ。そう、で、これは当然自動運転車のみの場合で、その自動運転車と普通の車が混ざった場合はまた全然違う話になっちゃうわけなんだけども、うん、自動運転車のみの駐車場で、そもそも持ち主が駐車場には行かないっていう想定、
うん、
つまり、例えばディズニーランドに行った場合だったら、うん、ディズニーランドの入り口のところで車の持ち主は降りて、そのまま車だけ駐車場に泊まりに行き、で帰りは駐車場から車が迎えに来て、出口からそのまま乗って帰れるっていうような状況の場合。
They're already programming things like that into autonomous vehicles right now, right?、
うん、
like the, what do they call the function? Where you can call the vehicle to come to your location.
Yeah.
And it can drop you off and then it can go...it could operate like Uber or something until you need a ride back, right?
そう。で、そうすると、まあ、こういうふうに駐車場のスペースがあんまり必要なくなるから、特に東京とか、まあ、ニューヨークとか、土地が狭くて人がいっぱいいて車が混んでるようなところでは結構いいはずな一方、車が混んでる場合に、要は今って人が少なくても絶対一人以上は乗ってるじゃん、
うん、
ただ一人も乗ってない車のせいですごい渋滞になる可能性もあって、それが一番最悪じゃん、
うん、
人運んでないから。
But overall it would be a massive benefit in efficiency to have sort of coordinated fleets of autonomous vehicles, right? Even if right?And how do you think this differs from current large-scale parking structures like we have in Roppongi, for example, where they have like almost 1,000 parking spaces underground? So you kind of drop your car off and then it goes into that machine, right? And they kind of, I don't know where it goes.
Right. Ah, 自動のやつ? I don't know.
Because that must be extremely space efficient as well, right?
そうだね。でも結局
I mean, you have to dig underground and stuff, so it's not, you know, the upfront investment would be much higher. This could be implemented on just any lot, right?
そう、あと結局やっぱり その車が出てきてデパートとかこうぐるーって回るやつに乗って出てくるじゃん、
うん、
で結局そこでは人が乗るスペースは必要だから、
うん、
とかやってるとやっぱりどうしても場所は取るよね、
うん、
だそれが全く必要なくてギッチギチに詰めて入れられるってなると、うん、まあそりゃ便利だよね。
You know how penguins penguins organize themselves in that strange rotating structure of cold penguins making their way towards the inside of the structure and warm penguins making their way towards the outside of the structure.
Ah.
You haven't seen that?
I think I have, yeah.
Where they make like this huge round thing and it's not autonomous.
Mm.
But it's pretty close, right?
Mm.
Each penguin is kind of doing, following the same instructions, the same rule set.
Right.
And so it's extremely efficient how they're able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had humans driving each penguin, that wouldn't work, right?
そうだね。
Right?
それはそうだね。だからやっぱり、今私ペーパードライバーなんだけどさ、もう自動運転になるの待ってるもん、もはや。
Yeah.
もうだから。
Do you think there's a lot of people doing that right now?
Like me?
Yeah, like they were like, oh, should I learn driving again? But, well, 自動運転 is coming out soon, so what's the point?
どうだろうね。でも絶対に簡単にはなるじゃん。今でも駐車は自動でやってくれる車もあるしさ。それを考えると、じゃあもう一回お金払って縦列駐車とか習いに行く意味ってどこまであるのかなとか、もうちょっと待てば。だから今すぐ必要な人はもうしょうがないけど、私みたいに、まだいらないけど、まあ将来的にいるかもしれないなぐらいの人はさ、今行かなくていいかな、みたいな。あとちょっと5年ぐらい待ってからでもいいかな、と思う。
Well, there have been some incidents recently involving autonomous vehicles.
Uber のやつ?
Uber and Tesla as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was, was the Uber one fatal?I know the Tesla
I
one
I think
was.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and it's...
すごい話題になってたもんね。
Yeah, but it's weird. It's very statistical. You know, a lot of things have to happen at once, and
yeah.
The driver has to not be paying attention or whatever, but it's interesting because things like this have been predicted for a very long time. And people thought thatWhen a self-driving car killed someone, it would, you know, be the end of it, or it would be a much bigger deal than it is. I think it, you know, it's still a big deal, but this is a subject that's been fantasized about in science fiction.
Yeah. まあ結果的に人間が運転するよりは大きい目で見たとき絶対安全だもんね。だ結局人間が起こしてる交通事故なんて毎日だって何件世界であるのかって考えたときに、mm.
Yeah, so it's just the responsibility issue, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 次。ジョンズ・ホプキンス大学の研究で、人は普段から何百万回と目にしている文字でも、いざ自分で書くとなると書けないことが分かりました。アルファベットの G の小文字には、手書きの際に使われる普通の形と、パソコンのフォントなどで見られるメガネを縦にしたような形の2種類があります。最初の実験では38人の被験者中2人だけが G の小文字に2種類の形が存在していることを認識しており、そのうち1人だけが2種類ともに手書きで書くことができました。次に16人の被験者にメガネ型の G が14回出てくる文章を読ませ、G がつく単語のみを音読させて強調した上で、今見た G を書いてくださいと指示したところ、半分の人がもう一つの間違った G を書いてしまったほか、もう半分は正確に書くことができず、最終的に一人しか成功しませんでした。最後に25人の被験者に4択で正しいメガネ型の G を選ばせる実験を行ったところ、7人しか正解しませんでした。
A study by Johns Hopkins University found that human beings cannot write down a character that they have seen with their eyes millions of times. The alphabet lowercase letter G has two forms, the handwritten G shape and the computer font letter G, which looks like a pair of glasses stood on its end. In the first experiment, only two of 38 subjects recognized that there are two types of lowercase g's, and only one of them was able to write it on paper. In the next experiment, 16 subjects were shown the glasses type letter G in computer text, and then asked to read only the words with the letter G in them out loud. When asked to write the letter G they saw, half of the subjects wrote the other letter G and the other half failed as well, with only one person writing it correctly. Finally, they asked 25 subjects to select the correct glasses type letter G from a multiple choice of four G's. Only 7 of them got it right.
So, 英語だとループテイル G って呼んでたね。このメガネ型の G のこと。まあ、誰でも見たら、ああ、この G ね、みたいな。見たことあるけど、書いたことない
やつだと思う。It does look like a pair of glasses.
そう。で、まあ、読めるけど書けないとか、読めるけど形を明確に覚えているわけではないっていう話で、まあ、これは英語圏で行われてる研究だから、うわぁ、そうかって感じに多分捉えられてるんだけど、日本人からするともうこんなの多分みんなわかってること、
うん、
漢字があるから。yeah. みんな読めるけど書けないなんていう漢字は大量にあるし、yeah. だからまあ、日本人からすると当たり前じゃんって感じかもしれないんだけど。
It only took one generation for it to degrade, like,so dramatically because people started using hengkan on computers.
そうそう。で、この研究でもやっぱりこの2種類 G があることによる子どもたちへの学習における弊害とか電子機器があるからなんかそれがさらに助長してるんじゃないかみたいなこと言われてたんだけど、もう日本はとっくにねそれがなんかもう別に弊害でもないっていうかもう普通のこととしてさ。
うん、
まあ別に読めればいいんじゃないって私は前は思ってるけど、
What do you think the implications are of this finding for how the brain works? You know, how the eyes work? How is it possible? And why is it this letter G and not, you know, other things? If I ask you to write the letter A, you know, there's a computer version of the letter A and there's a regular version of the letter A that you would write.
Right.まあ、A はこういうやつ。この上にペロっていうのが出てる。まあでもあれぐらいはさ、やっぱ、
Do you think you'd nail it though? If you wrote it though, would it be exactly right or would it look kind of weird, do you think?
まああれぐらいは簡単だから書ける。例えば日本だとさ、SMAP の草薙剛とかさ、こう国民みんな読めるけど、草薙の薙は書けないってもう昔から、まあ言われてるじゃん、まあ一番の分かりやすい例だと思うんだけど。だからこう、なんて言うんだろうね。もう、右脳で処理してるというか、もう、絵みたいに見てるから、その、全体像を捉えてるだけで、別にそれがどういう構成になってるかっていうところまではみんな覚えてないか書けないわけじゃん。
Do you think it's visually remembered? Or do you think?
うん。
I don't, do you think it is? Because it's,Remember the, there was some email by some university where they had removed a bunch of the letters of a bunch of the words, and everyone could read that email in the absence of all these different words.
Yeah.
You're not looking at the letters, you're looking at the word. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we can't.
ね、多分それ英語と日本語で違うと思う。英語は確かにそういう実験で、例えば母音をひっくり返したりとか、一つの単語の中で。で、全部の、一つの文章中全部でそれをやったとしてもみんな読める。で、それはやっぱり確かに一個の単語をパッと目で見て、こう一文字一文字読んでるわけじゃないじゃん。
Yeah, and I think that's true for kanji as well. You're not looking at the strokes.
Right.
Each letter is like a stroke in a word.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
そうね。ただまあ漢字だと一文字でもなんていうの、それができちゃう。
There's a lot of letters in there.
Or parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to know all the strokes.
Yeah.
To write it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. だからこう日本 のテレビだとクイズ番組でもさ漢字のクイズとかいっぱいあるじゃん、読み方とか、うん、それはさすがに英語圏ではできないもんね、こう単語の読み方
you probably
クイズみたいなでもこうそんなに
It'd be more challenging than you think for people. They have spelling bees and stuff, you know, and they have
spelling bees あるけど、こうなんていうの、普段使う漢字でも急に言われると書けないみたいな、なんていうの、そこまでではないじゃん、
like、英語だと spell February or something、
そうそうそう、 or Wednesday、right. とか、まあみんなできるけど、だから、mm. でも今どうなんだろうね、小学校とかさ、もちろん漢字のドリルとかみんな昔と変わらずやってるんだろうけど、正直どう今の教育現場でどうなってるんだろうね、その昔ほど書きに力入れてるのか、それともむしろ今って変換だから選択できればいいわけじゃん、正しいものを書けなくても、うん、その選択できる方にもうちょっと力入れてるのか、だって逆にさ書くのにもすごい学習時間取られるわけじゃん、書く練習自体に、うん、それをじゃあ逆に全部ドロップして読みと選択だけに集中したら分かる漢字の数は膨大に増えるじゃん、その書く時間が節約される分。
Everyone does that though, right? I mean, everyone kind of does that once they're out of school. You don't keep doing writing drills
at Yeah, home. Once they're out of school, yes, but...
Because like, that's actually practical, right? It's, I think it's...
Yeah, but I'm talking about like education. Like, 普通に小中高でさ、全然漢字はまだ練習するわけじゃん、日本の学校だったら。だからそれがこう、うちらが子供の時と今で変わってるのかな、実際。
I think it's becoming increasingly impractical as material, but I think it has importance from a cultural standpoint. Right.
そうね。だから全く書けないってなっちゃうと、それはそれで不便なこともあるだろうしね。
But from a cultural standpoint, and I don't know, there's something very cool about it. Like my obachan.Does these very
fancy, 習字とかってこと?
Yeah, 習字, and I can't read any of it. But it would be sad if no one could do that, you know? Like, there are... I don't know. I mean, what do you think? You don't care about it?
私はやっぱさっき言ったみたいに、こう、じゃあ難しい漢字を書く時間、だから普通の基礎の漢字は書けるとして、その、それよりさらに難しい漢字とか四字熟語とかを書けるようになる時間をドロップする代わりに、より多くの漢字を読めるとか、正しいものを選択肢の中から選べるっていう方に時間を使った方がある意味実用的かなとは思うよね、今の時代は。
Is that a trend that you would continue into the future? So let's say you'd recommend thatNow or 5 years from now,
yeah.
Would you eventually recommend, given the current trend, that people abandon writing by hand entirely?
I'm not saying abandon entirely. I'm just talking about like allocation.
But eventually, because if we start if you set a precedent.For we're not going to write these kanji because it's impractical, and it's more practical to do this instead. Then 5 years after that, it'll make sense to drop even more of those kanji, right?
I don't know, because like, 結局でもやっぱり手紙は手書きでもらった方が嬉しいとか、そういう何感情的な部分っていうのはそんなすぐになくならない気がしてるから。
It's already mostly disappeared, those sorts of things, right?
Really?
I feel like it.
私だってバースデーカードとかさ、手書きで書くよ。
How many birthday cards do you think are being written by 25-year-olds today versus 25-year-olds 20 years ago?
わかんないけどさ、だってバースデーカード、あのギフトとかにつけてあげるやつってさ、だってプリントはしないじゃん。なんか可愛いカード買って手で書くじゃん、
yeah. mm-hmm.
だからしかも最近さ、日本は多分ないと思うけど、 英語圏だったらカリグラフィーとか超流行ってるじゃん。逆に
超流行ってる is probably 大げさ。
でも超流行ってるじゃん。あの例えばなんかチョークボードアートもそうだし、普通のカリグラフィーもそうだし、だから私もあのウェディングの時の何ゲストの名前書くやつ、あの、うん、席順が書いてるやつ、あれはアメリカのあのエッジの人にカリグラフィーで書いてもらったりとか。
On Etsy, yeah.
Yeah, 超流行ってる。
Yeah, and people are using like those wax stamps and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
だからこう、
that,
まあ確かにそのカリグラフィーとか習字とかこうパソコンでは書けない。なんか自分のまあちょっとアートじゃんあれは。
Yeah.
自分のスタイルがあって、それを自分の手でちゃんと書くことができるっていうのは。なんかこうなくなりはしないそうだよね。
Yeah, you ever go to like your grandparents' house and you see letters that have been saved、that your mom or someone wrote when they were like 18, you know, to their parents, and you can kind of see something about who they are by the way they write.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so it's a lot more individualistic, butYou know, now we have emojis and stuff, and we think we're expressing ourselves.
そうね。
There's something about, you know, using your hand.
個人的には手紙結構好きだから、今まで夫にもらった、なんか一回だけちゃんと手紙もらったことがあって、あとは最初のバレンタインの時にもらったなんかちっちゃいカードとか、あと、he wrote down his vows, just for himself, but I kept it. それとかを取ってある。
Yeah. It's not going to be as exciting when, you know, if my grandparents in the future, or my grandchildren in the future, find some email that I wrote.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as cool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because it's like...
It can
be printed and made photocopied. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can make 100 copies of it, and it all looks the same.
It's compressed, right? Really?
Yeah.
So if you wrote something out by hand, and then that same thing was put into a computer, it's really compression. Because there's a lot of information that's being lost, you know, if you convert it into text. Because now every single letter A looks like every other letter A.
次、中国政府がおととい20年ぶりに宗教政策に関する白書を発表し、国民の宗教信仰の自由は守るとしながらも、各宗教は中国政府の共産主義に順応すべきであると要求しました。中国では今月から大手サイトを含む数々のオンラインショップで聖書の販売・購入ができなくなっており、政府はこれについてコメントを出していませんが、聖書がネット販売禁止物に含まれた可能性があります。中国ではキリスト教とイスラム教に対する締め付けや監視がここ数年強化されています。一方、1950年代から対立してきたバチカンとの司教任命権問題は近く合意に達するとみられています。
On Tuesday, the Chinese government issued a white paper on religious policy stating that they would protect religious freedoms, while insisting that religious institutions adapt to China's socialist policies. Beginning this month, it seems major online vendors have been restricted from selling the Bible, and while the Chinese government has not made a statement, it's possible the Bible is now banned from online sales. The Chinese government has put increased pressure and restrictions on Christian and Islamic religious groups in the past few years. However, at the same time, China may be nearing a new agreementwith the Vatican on the appointment of bishops after severing ties with them in 1950.
そう、私中国全然詳しくないから、このバチカンとの司教任命権問題について知らなかったんだけど、あのバチカンはその教会の司教をバチカンが任命しなきゃいけないっていうルールを定めていて、なので他の、まあ、国だったり団体が勝手に任命することを禁じてるんだよね。なんだけど1950年代から中国はそれを、まあ、破って 中国政府が司教を任命してるから中国政府お墨付きのキリスト教教会と別にこっそりやってるこうなんていうのバチカン派の教会っていう2種類に分かれて中国で活動してきたらしいんだよね。
The Chinese Disneyland or something. No? Not quite the same. But it's operated the same.
Yeah.
And it's model, you know, but they don't have permission. I mean, this is...
Chinese Disneyland has a official permission.
No, not that one. The original Chinese Disneyland, before they had permission. Before there was Disneyland in China.
Oh, like the theme park, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they had like Doraemon and Mickey Mouse kinds of stuff. Right. So, だね.
Because it's prohibited by the Vatican, right? Or has been.
Yeah.
Since
And it still is. So, それはどういう合意に達する予定なのかも全然わかんないんだけど、面白いのはやっぱりこのなんて言うんだろうね、ルールが不明瞭なんだよね。だから例えばこの聖書に関しても気づいたら購入できなくなってる、
うん、
で気づいたら検索してもゼロ件になってる、
うん、
とか気づいたら売ってる人がもう売っちゃダメですって言われてこう売れなくなってるみたいな。でじゃあ禁止なのか何なのかっていうのがちゃんと国民に発表されてるわけでもなく、なんか分かんないまま規則がもう走り始めてるっていうのはさすがにちょっと日本に住んでるとあんまり想像しがたいんだけど、
うん、And this is related to some of the activity regarding Uyghurs in Western mainland China as well, with the surveillance and whatnot. Where do you think this is? Do you think this will intensify or...Do you think this is...
ね、でも結局オンラインを通さなければ直接購入することはできるらしいのね今も、
hmm.
あとその香港を通して買うとか
So it, more than a ban, it's like a suppression
そうねそうそう、
hmm.
だからこう聖書全部を禁じるっていうよりはそう買いにくくなってる抑圧されてる状態でなんか中国最近なんかこういうニュース多いからどこに向かってんのかなって思うんだけど最近あのアリペイのさ、
うん、
あのソーシャルクレディットシステムも結構大きい話題になってきていてあの要は
What was that again?
あの、まあ、中国ではアリペイ使ってる人の数がすごく多いじゃない、
うん、
だから例えば水道代とか電気代からまあ、旅行のチケット代普通の買い物まで全部もう携帯で支払えるわけよね、
うん、
でそれを、まあ、アリペイっていう電子マネーのシステムがあってアリババが運営してる、
うん、
でそのソーシャルクレディットシステムは要は、まあ、普通のクレジットカード会社が持ってるような信用にスコアをつけるっていう仕組みでだから例えば公共料金を払うの忘れるともちろん信用が下がるポイントが下がるしちゃんと払ってればポイントが上がるっていうシステムなんだけどそれが普通の買い物すべてにアプライされてるんだよね、
うん、
だからあのでその数字で何百何みたいな誰でもアプリで自分のスコアを見ることができるんだけどもちろん企業が運営してるわけだからアリババに有利な基準になってるというかだからアリババを使って買い物すればするほどとかアリババと提携してるところから買えば買うほどクレジットが上がったりとか、
うん、
ソーシャルメディアみたいになってるから友人とつながればつながるほどスコアが上がるとかで結構そのポイントの付け方も若干なんか主観も入ってるから例えばそのパチモンとかあのあんまり粗悪品とかを買ってるとそれもスコアが下がる原因になったりとかするらしいんだよね、うん、であとは 自分の情報を与えれば与えるほど、例えば学歴とか仕事何してるとか与えれば与えるほど、まあスコアも上がるし、だからすごい自分の個人情報だから、まあ、買い物もそうだし旅行もそうだし、まあ、公共料金とか含めるとものすごい膨大な個人情報をこの一社に、まあ、大量の人が預けてる上にランク付けされてることになっていて、それをだから例えば政府に渡しちゃうとかさっていうこともまあありえないとは言い切れないし、だこれってどうなんだろうねっていう話。
When I hear something like this, I always ask, you know, okay, let's assume that happens, and then let's assume they make it even worse, you know, because that's what the risk is if you permit something that's barely tolerable, that it could get even weirder. That kind of reminds me of the hyper-reality thing. You know, everyone has, you're like born with some amount of credit or something. What was it? Wasn't there some movie where everyone has a fixed amount of time, and time is like your currency?
Oh yeah, Justin Timberlake のやつでしょ。
Yeah, what was that?
Time じゃなかった。 Time っていう題名じゃなかったっけ。
Really?
あの寿命を買ったり売ったりできるみたいなことだっけ。なんか金持ちだと寿命がすごい長いみたいなのだよね。でなんか食べ物買うときに寿命で払うみたいなやつじゃなかったっけ。
I thought it was like there was a limit on the total amount of time you could have. Yeah. Or could you buy tons more time? Does that... But what do you buy?
I think you could if
you're rich. So you can work. If you work enough, you can live longer?
なんかでもソーシャルクラスみたいなのがあったよね。確か。もうちょっと覚えてないわ。
So the higher social class people have more time. There was like a weird hologram watch thing everyone wore, right?
Yeah.
And it like showed you have like... 70 years left or something.
Yeah. まあとにかくその中国のやつもスコアが良ければいいほど、例えばお得ななんか割引が得られたりとかさ、あのお得なサービスが受けられたりとか、そういうふうにこう、まあ区別されることもあって、なんかまさにブラックミラーでそういうちょっと違うんだけど、ライクをこういかに稼いで。みたいな、なんか結構depressingなエピソードがあって、それをちょっと思い出したけど。
How was that episode different from real life?
それはね、まあそのエピソードは結構すごいインテンスだったんだけど、でもあとインドもさ、この今あるじゃん、あのマイナンバーのもっとすごい版みたいな、なんかそれがないとあの教育も受けられないし、あの、パスポートも手に入れられないしとか。で、それがなんかちゃんと機能してないから、その番号が機能してればちゃんと社会保障とか受けられるんだけど、それが漏れちゃってると、逆に言うと国からの社会保障とかを何一つ受けられないみたいな。で、学校にも行けないし、もちろん。っていうのがなんか社会問題になってるっていうのは見たけど。
You know, if all they did was require you to have your...my number or whatever it is tattooed in barcode form on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have almost no impact on your life whatsoever. Everything would be just about the same. If we all had my number tattooed on the back of our necks. Because we're like basically there, you know, like the difference is kind of trivial. But, you know, we make a TV show where people have tattoos, you know, barcodes on their necks, and we're like, oh my God, look howterrifying and totalitarian.
そうだね、超ディストピア感あるよね。まあ、一緒なんだけどね。
I want to speculate a little bit about what the motives are for suppressing
religions,
the proliferation of ideologies like this. And I wonder, as we move forward into a more technologically empowered world,it's going to require a certain amount of open-mindedness towards the technology and its effects on mankind.
Right.
And religious people or anyone with, you know, an ideology in place certainly may find reasons to resist a dehumanizing...and technological transformation of the species. And so, like, some people are speculating that there will be, and there probably already are, these neo-Luddites, followers of Ted Kaczynski or some version of anti-technological. You know, there's a lot of debate about this within environmentalist communities,
right,
because some of them want to embrace the newest technologies that will save the environment, and some of them are like, this is just dehumanizing us and putting us into some sort of, you know, we're going to convert the earth into some modern art exhibit.
でもこう今までの歴史からさ、それはやっぱり教育とかを通してやるものであって、抑圧すればするほどユニバームみたいなのが逆に出るわけじゃん。だからその、
うん、
とかまあ長崎のさ隠れキリシタンとかもそうだけど、個別に抑圧したからって、例えば聖書をネットで買えなくしたからって買う人は別に、まあ今でも直接は買えるからそうやって買うだろうし、とかさ、なんていうの、抑圧によってそれを排除するっていうのがうまくいった試しがないじゃんね。
Do you think that there is this increasing friction between these potential neo-Luddites and like Silicon Valley? Remember the incident where people were flipping smart cars over?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And the reaction to like Facebook and Zuckerberg right now.
Right. まあ、あれはでもすごい実際にまあ被害に遭ってる人の数がすごい多いし、対応もまずかったし、そもそもやっぱりプライバシーがこれからどうなっていくのかっていうのはさ、まあ普通に宗教か関係なく、まあ、みんながなんとなく不安に思ってることじゃん、でそれは多分すぐに解決されることでもないだろうし、誰も答え持ってないから、どうなんだろうね。でもそういう理由なのかね、逆に言うとそういう理由で締め付けしてんのかね。だってそのウイグル地区のやつとかはさ、普通に単純にその少数民族を抑圧するためじゃん。だからそれの一環としてイスラム教も抑圧してるわけじゃない、だからどこまでそのサイエンス and テクノロジーの発展のために、
If you're open-minded, scientifically minded, and statistically minded, you will identify certain characteristics in human populations that statistically show that these populations are more prone to commit violence, or more prone to commit certain acts, or more prone to be a threat to stability. They're not as nationalistic or whatever. So the Chinese government will direct their surveillance and other resources on those people. That is a scientifically, you know, there's nothing to inform the moral minds of these surveillance operating statisticians in the Chinese government, you know.
結局それやりたいんだったらやっぱり教育を通してやるべきだよね、どっちにしろ。そのこうやって急に抑圧することによって、それがこう緩やかに解決されたことがないじゃん、今まで、今まで。それはなんかいい策とは思えないけどね。次。
According to research published in Trends in Cognitive Sciences, humans make facial expressions according to their intentions and not their feelings, contrary to common belief. Co-author Alan Fridlund said the following.The traditional view of our facial expressions is that they're about us, that they reveal our moods and emotions. Our faces are not about us, but about where we want a social interaction to go. The study suggests that human social interactions are more in line with animal interactions, which have been recognized by biologists as sophisticated systems of behavioral negotiation. While the ways in which animals and humans express themselves socially are different,Functionally, they are more similar than we thought.
学会誌 Trends in Cognitive Sciences に掲載された研究で、人間の表情はこれまで言われてきたように感情を表しているのではなく、自分の意図を表しているのであるという結果が発表されました。近年、生物学では動物同士の交流を再評価しており、 動物も高度なコミュニケーション能力や交渉能力を持っていることが分かってきています。人間と動物では表現方法は異なるものの、その機能は似通っています。論文の共同著者である UC サンタバーバラのアラン・フリットランド教授は以下のように述べています。これまで人間の表情は自分自身を反映するもので、自分の気分や感情を表していると言われてきました。しかし、私たちの顔というのは自分を表しているというよりは、社会的相互作用の方向性を示しているのです。これはどういう研究からそういう結論に達したの？
I don't remember specifically.
なんで何の話だよ、じゃあ。I can look back over it, but...なんかその悲しい、あ、そうだ、でも
they
書いてたね、なんか泣いたりした時に要はその悲しいから泣いてるっていうだけじゃなくて、泣くことによってその周りから何かこう、まあなんか慰められるとか、まあこの人ストレス抱えてるなんて分かるとか、mm-hmm. そういうシグナルを発してる。
They looked at some previous research as well, as observing expressions. But one interesting thing they found is, when looking at the facial expressions that people make when they are alone, is quite interesting and doesn't jive with the theory that our expressions are entirely emotive, I guess. Because we don't express our emotions.The same way on our face if you're by yourself at home. So by looking at people's faces when they're alone but emotional, they were able to tease out how much of it is a social functional behavior.
なんかさ、
also through observing chimpanzees, they've observed chimpanzees andWhat was the other thing? Oh, in Papua New Guinea, they did research in Papua New Guinea and found that... So there was a theory that our facial expressions are universal. So a certain facial expression, for example, your expression of fear.
Yeah.
We kind of all picture the same thing.
Right.
A scared face, right? But they found that in isolated tribes in the world...specifically with this tribe in Papua New Guinea, they make the scared face as an intimidation. It's a threatening face. So if someone looks scared in Papua New Guinea, they're actually expecting you to get scared. And then you'll make some face that doesn't look scared at all when you're scared.
Right.
To us.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that led them to question the idea that, you know, it's kind of an innate emotional expression thing.
まあ、innate かどう。
Because that expression very specifically has a function of intimidating other... That's one of the most basic expressions we have that we see chimpanzees do it a lot. They try to assert dominance by using their facial expressions.
Yeah.
And then we'll see the subordinate or weaker monkeys respond with the appropriate submissive expressions, right?
でもさ、どういう感情の時にどういう表情を出すかっていうのが innate なのか、その culture のものなのかっていう話と、この意図を示しているのか感情を示しているのかっていうのとまたちょっと別じゃない ？You know what I mean？ なんかそこまたなんていうの？例えばさ、
Well, they're trying to figure out how these things are all separated.
Right.
You know, so we're looking at the functional thing in animals, and we're looking at people's facial expressions when they're by themselves and not in a social context.
一人の時さ。無表情自分でなかなか分かんないかもしれないけど、
I will have intense emotional thinking journeys or something. I could be in the bath and just think something fairly emotional, where if I was saying that to someone, I would be quite animated.
Huh.
But no one's there, so I'm just kind of like, okay, where's my towel? You know?
Hmm. But do you think it's because, like, 喋りながらと黙ってるっていうのでもまた違うじゃん、多分。
Well, a lot of your facial expression when, if I was saying, you know, telling someone about a dream I had or something, I mean, you want them to be interested, you want them to listen.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to empathize or validate what you're saying, you know.
なんかそのニコニコすることについてたまに考える時があって、その相手が楽しそうにしている時に自分もなんとなくニコニコしちゃうとかさ、まあ面白いこと言われた時に笑っちゃうとかっていうのもよく、まあ、論文とかでこう相手にそれを見せることによって初めて機能してるっていうかさ、でもなんか私たまに普通に一人でも、なんだろう、例えばラジオ聞いてて、そのだから例えば爆笑問題のラジオ聞いててその場にいないから私が笑ってようが真顔で聞いて面白いと思ってようが関係ないんだけど、なんか思わず笑っちゃうだけじゃなくて結構ニコニコしてたりするね、自分が、とかテレビ見ててみんながなんかニコニコしてたら自分もなんかふと気づくとニコニコしてる時ない？はっみたいな、私なんでニコニコしてんだろう一人で。
Well, someone can send you a text, you know, and you can laugh or something, and it, that's social. Your body has these reactions programmed as if the person was there, as if social interaction was happening. Your body kind of thinks that it does, or that it is, even though there's no one in the room.
笑っちゃうっていうのはさ、さすがに自分で制御できないっていうかさ、なんていうの、もう瞬発的な反射だからまだわかるんだけど、このニコニコしてる現象、なんか自分が一人なのにその他のニコニコしてる人の声とか顔とかをスクリーンで見ることによって自分までニコニコしてることにふと気づく現象みたいな、なんかわかる？
Yeah, well, like, don't you think, like canned laughter, right, is a very weird phenomenon?
Yeah.
Where people are laughing in the background of some TV show,
yeah,
or pre-recorded laughter somewhere, and you're at home, sitting in front of, you know, some display, and you're laughing, and for you it's some kind of virtual social experience,
yeah,
where you're part of an audience, and then you go online and you're like Hodor or whatever, right, and everyone's part of this social thing,
yeah.
It's kind of held together.
でもあれもさ、時代とともに変わってるじゃん。昔はあれワークしてたじゃん。例えばフレンズとかシットコムでは絶対にその偽の笑い声とか入ってて、はい、ここで笑うとこですよって視聴者にもうキューが出てる、で自分も楽しい気持ちになって笑っちゃうって。ただそれがこうなんか嘘くさいなみたいなさ、もうみんな分かってるから逆に冷めるみたいなさ、なんか最近もいつだっけ、なんかお笑いのトーナメントみたいなテレビで大きいやつやってて、もう明らかにこう偽の笑い声が足されてるわけよ、だからそのあんまり面白くないところでも超爆笑してる人たちの声が入ってるとか、あとなんか変な間でその笑い声が入ってるから普通だったら絶対面白いのに逆になんか面白くなくなってるみたいなのがあって、でなんかそれに途中で気づいちゃったので、うわこれすごい嫌だと思ってツイッター見たらもうみんなが同じ文句言ってて、この笑い声足すの本当やめてほしいみたいな。
Maybe it's kind of like uncanny valley or something.
そうそうそう、そうなの。だから本当の人間のナチュラルな感情ではないじゃん。
And it works.
すごい違和感がある。
It works until too much attention is drawn to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it becomes like a selfYou know, it kind of amplifies itself. It gets worse. Then people start uploading videos of friends without the canned laughter. And you're like, oh my god, this is so different. And I don't know.
そうだね。
So, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I guess it used to work in the 90s or something.
Is there anything that still works like that? I mean,
I don't know.
Just acting. You know, there's a lot of... One example of facial expressions as a form of social manipulation is if you turn on television shopping or something, you know.
Ah, oh, とかそういうやつ?
Yeah.
これが2つでなんと 8,900 円、わー!
And they have that audience there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 拍手したりとか。
And the way that they're showing off products, it doesn't matter what country it's in.
Yeah.
Any culture, as soon as someone's a salesman, they act exactly the same.
Yeah.
And it's this crazy voice and I don't know.
そうだね。なんかあれもなんかやっぱさ、バカにされてる感じしない?なんか。このさ、おーとかで、私も釣られておーって思うと思ってんのかみたいな。
It looks like a sarcastic skit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I see like television shopping now, yeah. It looks like a sarcastic skit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they put some plastic beads on the ground, they vacuum it, and it's like, oh.
すごい。安い。でも待って、今ならこちらも無料でついてきますみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No thanks. 次。
According to UK government agency Public Health England, new LED street lamps may be interfering with people's sleep patterns and harming their eyesight. The new street lamps have been installed in various counties in an effort to reduce costs and emissions, estimated to result in cost savings of 60% annually. The lights are brighter than their mercury and sodium-based predecessors and emit a bluer spectrum of light. However, residents have issued complaints to the government about the light pouring into their bedrooms, making it more difficult to see moving objects at night and worsening glare. John O'Hare of the PHE stated the following, "Disruption of the circadian system can have a major impact on sleep quality and daytime alertness, which in turn impacts well-being and safety. It is a bit like having permanent jet lag."
イギリスの公衆衛生庁がLED を使った街灯が国民の睡眠を阻害し、視力に悪影響を与えている可能性があると発表しました。イギリスではこれまでコスト削減と環境対策のために LED 街灯を様々な場所に設置しており、従来の蛍光灯と比較し、毎年 60% の節税になっています。LED は従来の蛍光灯より明るく、青色波長の成分が多く含まれていますが、これまでに一部の国民から寝室に光が差し込んでくる、夜道で動くものが見えづらい、眩しいなどの声が聞かれました。公衆衛生庁内の専門家ジョン・オヘイガン氏は以下のように述べています。一日のリズムが崩れてしまうと睡眠の質や日中の注意力に大きな影響を及ぼします。その結果、健康や安全にも害が及ぶことになります。要は延々と時差ボケが続いているような感じです。
Yep.
なんか LED はさ、蛍光灯と違って紫外線が出てないから LED の方がいいみたいな話もあったのにね。
I think that's still I think that's still true. But they're replacing these like sodium lamps. And the older lamps are a much warmer color. They're almost orange. And they don't have the flickering crazy stuff that fluorescent lights do.
Right.
So switching from those rather pleasant sodium lamps to this extremely white LED lamp that's also much brighter, I think, messes with people. And people are speculating to exactly why this is, but...
じゃあ LED でも色をちょっと変えるとか明るさをちょっと弱めればいいかもしれないってこと?
Yeah, so if they lowered the Kelvins, the temperature of the light, so it was more orange, I think it would be...
Yeah.
Less bothersome. I mean, we don't have light that's that white in nature. During the day, the atmosphere diffuses a lot of the blue light. And so all the objects that we see are not lit at the, you know, 8,000 Kelvin, 6,000 Kelvin light temperature range. It's much, much warmer than that. But all over the world, people have gone out and installed these super white LED lights. And I think it's possible our eyes haven't evolved to see objects in that kind of light. Because people are reporting that it's difficult to track moving objects when they're lit by very white lights at night, because the shadows are too abrupt and begin to resemble objects or something. Do you know what I'm saying?
パソコンもブルーライトっていうもんね、携帯とか。だから友達もあのブルーライトカットするメガネつけて仕事してるっていう子いる。なんかそうすると目が疲れにくいみたいな。
Do you do anything like that? I have I used to have Flux. Do you know Flux? Flux was an application that would gradually make your screen more orange as the sun went down.
iPhone にあるよね、その機能。
Yeah, they
それつけてる。
They not stole, but they basically created the exact same thing as Flux and just put it on their devices.
それつけてるのと、あとなんか設定でスクリーンじゃないところ、なんか変なところから全体のこの明るさを下げれるなんか方法があって、iPhone の。なんか普通だったらこう全部一番下まで下げたらもうそれ以上は暗くならないじゃん。でもなんかね、別のやり方でもっと下げれる方法があるの。
Why don't they just make it go even dimmer on that one?
わかんない。なんかそれで結構下げてる。
Because it your phone giddy giddy gets dark enough at night, right? Just bare, like you turn the brightness all the way down and it's still a little bright, right?
そうそう、だからベッドとかで夜寝れなくて携帯ちょっとつけるときに、
it should get darker than that.
そう、でもね、そうできるの。この間発見したの、それを。
So what is the special method for doing this?
もう忘れちゃった。でも設定、設定からね、スクリーンの明るさと全然か一見関係ないところからできるの。
Is it in like accessibility or something?
多分。ちょっと分かんないからみんなググって。このね、ライトも LED なんだけど、これはなんかオレンジっぽくしてあるよね。
Yeah, those are probably like 3,500 or something. Maybe, probably more orange than that.
白いと嫌だもんね。
Yeah, so the only time you get the light from the sun outside is probably the whitest around noon, right?
Yeah.
And noon is when you should be the most alert, most up.
そうだね。
Right? And so your eyes are seeing something that's like,even more white than noon.
そうだね、一日中しかも。
When I was in Asagaya, they installed brand new street lamps on that road, and one of them was right next to my balcony, like right next to my balcony, like the same takasa. And so at night, it would just come on, and it was just.
超眩しい。
It was like an alien abduction in my room.
確かに、なんか道によってはさ、やっぱり道と自分のアパートの部屋の高さによってはさ、結構本当に街灯と自分の窓がそんなに離れてないっていうこともあるもんね。
Yeah, and those ones would just shoot light in every direction.
Yeah.
So it's not even like shooting it. Like I guess most of it's probably going downwards, but it was just like.That was one thing that the Public Health England mentioned too, is light pollution. When the sky is not dark, it messes with people's sleep pattern too.
Right.
And you can go to Inaka and you're asleep at like 9:30.
Yeah.
Because it's been dark.
それはね、本当東京は全然違うよね。
But you're in Tokyo and you just have to decide when you're going to...Sleep.
だってうち超明るいもん。なんかやっぱオフィスビルが周りに多いから、カーテン開けてるともう全然電気なくても普 普通に見える。
They installed a, TV at some 交差点 near where I live. A TV.
Okay. Like a screen, right?
It's not a light, it's a TV. But at night, this TV is so bright that I just see the sky changing color.
Ah, right, right, right.
Zutto. It's like the sky is playing some blurry...
You can actually see that downstairs.
From here?
From here, yeah.
You can see like the sky is being illuminated by
a
TV.
Yeah, like the trees and everything. Like you can see the reflection of it. It's really weird.
It's distracting.
Because like depending on the angle, you can't see the screen itself. But you can see the reflection only.
No, from Which my is bed.
Pretty weird.
From my bed, I can see part of the sky just changing colors as this TV is just going. And it's like 3 in the morning. This TV, it's crazy. Can you imagine if they just started building way more of those super bright TVs in the sky? The whole sky is just shifting residual colors from shitty commercials.
この間まさにその話をある人としていて、空のそういう、なんていうの？空を商用目的で使うとか、まあ、空にそうやって光が反射しちゃうとかに関する規制ってないんだよね。だから、
There should be.
そう。
There should be.
なんかやろうと思えば何でもできちゃうし、そういうふうにこう反射で、まあ、眩しいとかで公害として被害を被ってる人がいたとしても、それは別にこう、なんていうの、取り締まりとかにはならないから。
Well, some shitty company wants to play commercials at 3 in the morning to like 10 people. And now like thousands of people, their sky is shittier and has like light.
So, so, so.
Can I just buy like a giant flood lamp and install it on my balcony and just aim it straight up? Like, what are we doing? And we can't see, some people don't care about this, but we can't see the stars. We can't see
the Milky Way. ね、東京だと特にその公害、まあやっぱりすごい残業してる人とかも多いから、もうね、夜中になっても全然明るいし、星が全然見えないし、それでさ、あのスタートアップの企業で日本に人工的に流れ星を作ろうとしてるみたいな、で私は全然そのそれに同意できないっていうか好きじゃないんだけど、あの要はなんか、まあある意味宇宙ゴミみたいな感じだから、あえてこう、大気圏のすぐ外に投げてこう落とすみたいな、でそれもある意味まあ商用でこう流れ星を勝手に人工で作るわけじゃない、でそれもだから規制がないから、まあ、法的には OK なんだよね。ただ空ってみんなのものだからさ、それは別に見たくない人も見えちゃうじゃん、だそこはなんか考慮してくれてないっていうのがまあ一つと、私はもっと気になるのはなんか、そんなことするぐらいだったら、この光の光害をどうにかして、本物の星と本物の流れ星をテクノロジーでどうにか見えるように対策する方が先じゃないのって思ってるんだけど。
People fly from all over the world to go to Mauna Kea to see what you used to be able to see from right here.
てかね、マウナケアまで登らなくても、ハワイ島に行って、まあ、ドライブとかしててさ、夜、まあ、パーッと空見てたら、もうその辺中で流れ星なんて見えるわけじゃん。
Yeah, I've almost crashed so many times.
全然なんか珍しくない。だから本当だったらそれぐらいの頻度で見れるものがやっぱり光がすごすぎて見えてないわけだから、なんかその光がすごすぎて見えてない状態になっちゃってるところに人工で流れ星を作るってなんかちょっと違くないって思っちゃうんだよね、個人的には。
Yeah, and these bright TVs and stuff.
Yeah,
you can't see shooting stars. You know, the whole Pinocchio thing isn't even feasible at this point. Like, you can't even stars that the world beyond the worldOuter space, the universe itself, has become invisible to most people, since most people live in cities, and cities are now completely blind to the cosmos. Yeah. And I don't think it's trivial. I really don't.
そうだってさ、あの 3.11 の地震の後に節電ですごい暗くなってたじゃん、六本木とか。Mm. あの時すごい良かったよね。
Yeah,
夜だみたいな。あ、本当に夜だって感じで。それをなんか、なんでやめちゃったんだろうね。
But now we have these ultra bright TVs just blasting photons into the bedrooms of every citizen in this, in this city. Yeah, ね、it's the opposite.The Setsuden thing is completely dead.
As、ね、far as I can tell. なんでやめちゃったんだろうね。
As far as I can tell, it's completely dead.
次。
According to researchers at Harvard University, the future universe may be spontaneously transformed by a bubble of vacuum energy expanding from a collapsed Higgs boson that interacted with a black hole in an improbable but possibly inevitable way somewhere in the cosmos. Furthermore, the researchers suggest that it is possible that this may have already occurred and the bubble simply has not reached us yet.Currently, the mass of a Higgs boson, the existence of which was confirmed in 2012, is between 125 and 127 giga electron volts. According to some quantum physicists, the mass of the Higgs boson particle may be metastable and change in the future as the universe finds a more economical vacuum state, resulting in a rapid redefinition of the emergent rules of physics we observe today.The theory may conflict with the universal heat death theory, which suggests that the universe will simply run out of usable energy without ever undergoing such a transformation. The research was published in Physical Review D.
学会誌 Physical Review D に掲載されたハーバード大学の研究で、将来宇宙のどこかでブラックホールと交わって潰れたヒッグス粒子の真空エネルギーの泡によって、宇宙自体が急に変化する可能性があることが分かりました。また、これはすでに起こってしまっていて、単純にその泡がまだ地球に届いていないだけという可能性もあります。ヒッグス粒子の存在は2012年に確認され、質量125から127電子ボルトの範囲に存在します。一部の量子力学の専門家によると、この質量は純安定的で、宇宙がよりエネルギーの低い真空状態になれば質量も変化し、私たちが現在観察できる物理学の法則が急激に変わる可能性があります。この説は宇宙は最終的にエネルギーを使い果たして死の状態になるという熱的死の説とは相入れないものです。なんかスティーブン・ハーキングもこういう話してなかったっけ？なんかその質量が変化する。
Sakurai san mentioned this possibility when we spoke with him. Yeah, what do you think of the potential end of the universe? Because there aren't that many theories about how the universe would end if it were to end.Or what's going to happen?
このさ、もう起こってしまっていて、このバブルが地球に届いてないだけっていう場合さ、事前にディテクトできるのかな？なんか、あ、その泡が向かってきていますみたいな。I mean, what does it look like?
It would be expanding. It would move towards us at the cosmological constant. We wouldn't be able to observe it until it hit us.I think.
Oh.
I don't think we would be able to observe anything.
Okay. だもう知らない間にバラバラになってもうみんな死んでるからいいかってこと?
But it's, I think it's quite unlikely, or I think, physicists think that it's quite unlikely that this has already occurred. And the, okay. if the universe is, you know, as large as we think it is, if it's infinite, we don't know how big it is, but...That means it could take quite a long time for it to reach us.
Long time as in?
Well, there's speculation about whether this would happen first or whether this would happen after the final stages of something like an entropic heat death. The time frame is... kind of similar. It's like 10 to the 150th power or something.
Okay.
Whereas the time required for a Milky Way mass black hole for to emit all of its Hawking radiation would be 10 to the 100th power. And that's indicative of the rate of entropy in the universe. So more precise measurements would be needed on the precise to figure out more precisely the mass of the Higgs boson, and also they want to study the top quark, but that would tell us we could actually confirm it probably in the near future whether this phase transition would actually occur. And if we had even more information, we might be able to learn something about what kind of universe it would be like after that transformation occurred. But the very idea that the universe in its entirety could undergo some kind of metamorphosis, I think is very interesting.
それはそうだよね。
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
of course.
A lot more interesting than an entropic heat death.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, how could the whole world replace itself with a different kind of world based on a different kind of emergent physics? You know, and the idea that something like that, that something so transcendental has any support among physicists is just mind-boggling to me. Like, like this thing is gonna like drop into some lower energy vacuum state reality that would rewrite the rules for how the whole universe operates. I don't really know what to make of that. Like, what are the, you know, what did we think was going to happen? You know, the human race goes on to towards the end of time. What happens when we reach this phase transition? What is this? How would a religion incorporate some sort of universe-wide fundamental transformation like this? You know,
God is angry.
Does the whole universe turn into heaven or hell? You know, how do you interpret it as a secular person? It's very bizarre philosophically, I think.
It's interesting that you said heaven, not just hell, because in my mind I was somehow imagining something that's definitely not heavenly.
Well, heaven or hell, you know,
like,
does it depend on...
We'll be all dead and stuff, so...
Yeah, is it a judgment of some kind? Or is it possible that the behaviors and ideas and thoughts of everything contained in that universe before that transformative moment is simply obliterated, you know, by that transformation? Or are those things the constituents of some sort of new transcendental universe? Does the universe have some smooth transition in plan for the contents of itself? Like, structurally, is there some kind of translation across that barrier? Or is it just a catastrophe of randomly shifted physical rules?
ね。どうなんだろうね。It's like, because like, you know, Noah's Ark, it was just about this massive flood situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after the flood was gone, everything was basically back to normal. It was just much less people and much less animals.
Yeah. Well, that was the point of the flood, right?
Like, it didn't really do much to the physics or anything. But...
Well, it's... You know, we talk about like parallel universes or other worlds, but it's weird to think about a different universe that arrives as a matter of time.
Hmm.
You know, like we're in this universe and then
it switches.
At some point, this one, you know, passes. It, I don't know what happens. It transforms itself in midair.
Yeah.
You know, into some other universe.
Is it possible that it shifts to, it shifts into something completely different, but then we somehow don't die?
Well, we'll be dead by then. But you mean the information will be preserved? Is it an information destroying phenomenon? Is that what you're asking?
No, like humans.
Like if it were to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, and
like everything is different, but then like somehow it won't kill us. And and we continue existing, but we have to somehow adapt to this.
I think you would have to have enough information to predict the low energy vacuum state universe so well that you have arranged yourself into some sort of being, some structure that crossing that boundary, it would transform you into some other thing without killing you. But you'd have to be a very specific thing to survive the phenomenon, I'm assuming. You'd have to be designed to survive it. Right?
Right.
You would,
or
I'm
like,
assuming.
Tamatama.
You survived.
すり抜けて like, tamatama いけちゃうみたいな I don't know.
Yeah. I always think about the end of the universe, if there is such a thing. Or at least, it's very interesting to think what people think it is.
Yeah.
You know.
やっぱり一瞬でバラバラになるのかな?
Well, Sakurai seemed to be suggesting that if the Higgs boson were and vacuum as a consequence were metastable in that way and the mass were to change, like we could all particles with mass could suddenly become massless or supermassive.
Right.
And nothing about us right now seems to suggest that that wouldn't completely destroy all baryonic matter in the universe.
Yeah. I remember him talking about it. We were like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, you need to build a very, very sophisticated device to make it over that boundary. If that's what you're trying to do. Assuming this is, you know,
you probably wouldn't even want to survive that. Because what are you going to do afterwards? It's a lot of work.
What if that's the only thing that you know, is worth surviving? What if that's the finish line? You know, that's the real finish line. It's like, oh, if you had just made it, you know, to however many thousands of billions of years into the future.
レベルみたいになってる。レベルアップ。
Yeah. Well, there have been phase transitions in the past, in the very early stages of the universe.
Yeah.
It went through several phase transitions that are similar in how they work to this one. But yeah, I don't know. I like it. I like this one better than the entropic heat death, where it's just, you know, the whole universe kind of cools off and we run out of energy to do things and it freezes over.
まあそうだね。こっちの方が夢があるよね。なんか全然違うものになるんだ。Yeah,
like who knows? Maybe some really, really crazy shit happens right at the end. Just when you thought, you know, that it was doomed. There's some crazy... It's like the notion of the Messiah or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's rescued right at the last second.
Maybe you watch too many Hollywood movies.
Too much 24 where he diffuses the bomb at like one second.
Like, yeah, like 最後の最後 that everything goes fine and it's better than you imagined.
But that's how it works, right? You don't diffuse the bomb when there's like 8 minutes left. It's like, okay, well, next time don't accidentally, you know, it's like...
Yeah, not in Hollywood movies, but yeah. Um, 文字起こしのテキストは Android、iPhone、Mac、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題っていう激安プランもやっていますので、ぜひチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
単語テスト機能とかね、なんかいろいろついてるので、あの、アプリ自体は無料なので、使ってみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
アプリのアップデートもうちょっと出るって言ってた。
I actually released an update for Android which made it a lot better except that it made one part of it a lot worse, so I'm releasing another. Both Android and iOS should come out quite soon.
And, okay.
And we've got well, we probably shouldn'tmention that now, but we're doing things that we're excited to talk about eventually. Yeah.
そうだね。まあ、そうだね。いや、あったかくなったね。今日寒かったけど。
Today's freezing.
ね、急に10度ぐらい下がったって言ってるけど。
Mm.
Okay. 皆さん、風に気をつけて。
Yeah.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。